All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and joining with me here, I have the William Jackie Robinson. How you doing there,
it's Mr. It's William Robinson. Jackson Robinson, Jackson my Robinson. Brother. William Sorry. Jackson Robinson.
Yeah.
My friends would call me Willie Jackie, but I don't know you quite yet. You know, I just met you, sir. But yes, it's William Jackson Robinson. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Yourself?
Very well. I got my niece and nephew over here being bad. Hey, I told y'all, if I come out there one more game, I'm going to take my slipper off. I'm sorry, my brother.
It's certainly okay. I have a niece and nephew myself, so I know how it can be.
They're so hard-headed, but I love them.
So, first question out of the chute. How did you get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
Ooh, how did I get introduced into this great world, this great sport of pro wrestling? See, when I was barely even a thought, my father, James Williams Jackson Robinson, was a big wrestling fan. And when he was stationed in Japan, he fell in love with this young wrestler called Tiger Mask. He was the original Tiger Mask, the second Tiger Mask.
Oh.
And he just loved her so much. And he loved her so much that my mama told me a story. He used to take all the VHS tapes and record them. And I still have those tapes to this day. I watch them to this day. And when I grew up, my father passed before I was born. But when I grew up, I started learning how to fight for my sisters. I have 12 big sisters. They were all state champion wrestlers, and they taught me to find collegiate wrestling. But I ain't really like it that much. I just love to throw an elbow too. And then my mama, me and Jean Magdalene, she told me, "Look, baby boy, you're the man of the family, and you need to make money for the family." And so she threw me out to the local bar fights, and I started at a little age of 8, started with the grown man asses. I'm sorry if I'm cussing that. Is it okay I cuss?
Yeah, that's perfectly okay.
I started, at a little 8-year-old boy. My first opponent name was, what's his name was? Robbie Jack. He's a big son, bitch. But I knocked that boy out. Nothing out. Clean out. And after that, as I grew older, I got to the Army. I joined my cousin. You may know my cousin, Joe Barton. And my other cousin, my little cousin, Ivy Faye, we came to the Army together. And we learned the good martial art of the armies, modern Army combatants. And we just grew up in that sport. And Joe was really a big pro wrestling fan. That's why me, Joe, and I haven't really connected. We were all big pro wrestling fans. And we used to do all the moves together on each other. We used to study the Raws and the ECWs. And we used to try to have all our characters. And then we'll make our characters on the video games. And then we'll be the characters in real life almost. I remember I was a 24-hour hardcore champion. In the army barracks, we used to have a 24-hour championship in the barracks. We used to sneak to each other's barracks rooms and try to pin each other while they were asleep. Bring back a lot of memories. That was my first chance. When Joe went to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, he told me he joined up with NWA Carolinas out there. That was back in, what year was it? Hey, boy, what year was Joe out there in North Carolina? Yeah, 2009. It's about 2009 he was out there. And, I joined him, and I just been on that road to wrestling ever since. Been to Korea, and been to Germany. Yeah.
So, well, that's awesome. That's great. So basically you've, your dad introduced you to it and kind of got you hooked.
Oh yes.
Oh.
Yes, he did.
That's cool.
It's to this I tried to emulate his favorite wrestler, Alive the Ring sometimes.
And
Tiger
what, it was a Tiger Mask? Okay, cool.
Yeah, the second Tiger Mask.
Mr.
Masawa.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So then did you say that you then had a you have a background in mixed martial arts, and did you transition from
yes.
that?
Oh yes. I came up in the Army under the Mar Army Cabals program, which is basically mixed martial arts.
Okay.
But with heavy emphasis of finishing the fight, and you know what we mean. You know what we mean by finishing the fight. You know, he ain't getting back up, man.
Yeah.
But before we're anything else, me and my cousin, we're soldiers, and we feel like we could take on any opponent from any distance, and we grew up in a family of fighters and soldiers. And we don't back down for nobody. We don't care who you is, where you from. If you want something, come get it. And we'll give you a double helping.
I get you. That's awesome. So then, what precipitated you going from there to actually get involved in training for the professional wrestling?
Well, pro wrestling was my cousin Joe's dream, and my father was a big wrestling fan,
mm-hmm.
and it's just something that I kind of just felt like it was just, you know, I just felt that calling. You know, sometimes you get that calling from the Lord. You know, so the good Lord sending that calling. And sometimes it's hard to hear, you know. Sometimes you don't know it. But then, you know, you just keep on knocking. They keep on calling you. And you just got to listen to them, man. And you got to follow them, man. That's why I felt like the good Lord was telling me. My father was a big wrestling fan, left me all his wrestling tapes. And my mother and my sisters all taught me how to fight and wrestle. And I was a... And then my cousin Joe, he was a big pro wrestling fan. We used to wrestle each other all in the backyards, and we just kept on doing it, and it just felt right, you know. It's like you at this podcast, you doing this podcast, it just feels right, don't it?
I see. Well, speaking of feeling right, what were they all feeling and their reaction for you getting into the business?
Well, my mother, you know, at the time when I was getting into the ring, she was locked up, so she ain't really hear about it. She was locked up on some bootlegger charges. But ever since she got out, we reconnected, and she really enjoyed my matches. She just wish she was, 20 years younger, so she could get in there with me. We could be tag team champions. You know, me and Team Maybelline back in here. Hey, babe. Mm. Ooh, she'll drop a bat. I'm telling you, she'll drop a bat. If she was in there with Brock Lesnar back in her 20s, Brock Lesnar wouldn't know what to do, man. I tell you. And they all told my sisters, you know, they won't know can they get into it.
That's cool. So we're gonna focus, of course, on the professional wrestling aspect, but that kind of surprised you a little bit different versus your background and the fighting and everything else, sir.
Actually, as far as training went, I just thought the training part of it, learning, was always just very similar to what I was already learning beforehand. When I was doing the combatives, you know, we learned how to take bumps, but you know, we learned how to take bumps from, you know, an enemy who's trying to kill us and keep on rolling.
Yeah.
And the only difference between, you know, what I learned from Mar Armored Battles, MMA, and pro wrestling is the only difference between the two is the spacing. In the spacing, you know, from pro wrestling, you want to be as big as possible so everybody can see it. In the mixed martial arts world, we really don't care as long as we get the job done. You know, we're not really focused on putting on a show.
Yeah.
You could catch the oohs and ahs from the knockout or where I put your ass to sleep. So,
right.
But as you know, for pro wrestling, you know everybody, you know, the hardcore fans are the top seats. So I really want them to see me put somebody ass to sleep. You know what I'm saying, my brother?
Yeah, I get you. Oh, that's awesome. So far in the wrestling career, who have been some of your favorite opponents to work with in the ring?
Ooh-wee, man. Now, you know, you try to give old William is some controversy now, because, you know, I'm not trying to leave nobody out. I've been everybody I've stepped in the ring with, I had the pleasure of stepping in the ring with, have all been, you know, good and great in their own way. And I don't want to disrespect them by, you know, leaving them out, because, you know, I'm in Colorado now. I ain't back home in Willacoochee, Kentucky. And, you know, okay, you know, get that free grass. And, you know, my memory ain't what it used to be since I've been up here now. but I will say I really enjoy you know, being there with Chango. He's one of my favorites, because, you know, we come to the same background.
Yeah.
I call, if you ever listen to closer to them while I address them in the ring, I always call him Professor, because that's the respect I have for him. Even though I can't stand his ass sometimes, I will always respect him.
Okay.
he is a black belt. He is a bit of a mentor to Joe Williams. And I grew up watching this one particular wrestler all the time. I still can't believe I got to kick him in the face, Too Cold Scorpio. I've been there with Too Cold Scorpio, and I got to learn a lot from him. I hope I get to get in there one more game with him, one-on-one, and let him know what's up, because I'm a kill me the itis, you know what I'm talking about. And I have not been an actual match with this one particular wrestler, but I hope we really can get in there and show the world what we could really do. It's the young up and coming Atiba.
Okay, that would be cool. Yeah. I see that. Yeah. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I got a little animosity against him, but it's all respect though, and I don't want my ass with him. he knows why, but I don't want him. But hopefully, you know, the boys have been going, give him permission to let him come play with old William.
I see. Okay. Also, additionally, kind of along the same lines, have you had any kind of those memorable moments so far in the ring that just kind of made you, I can't believe I got to go do that?
I would have to say when I was tagged up with my play cousin, Dr. Tremaine Island, PhD, and we were tagging against one of the best tag teams of the whole Rocky Mountain region, JK Pop. Mm-hmm. And I think we were on the pre-show of one of the pay-per-views. I forget. But yeah, but I think we stole. I still think we stole the night in that tag team match, because it was a match that wasn't supposed to happen, and the we really and the I don't want to say they had low expectations of us, but we really proved everybody why we were two of the top tag teams of that program.
Oh, okay. I can see
I see.
that. Yeah, that.
I can see. I'll see. I'll see. I'll see you the match if you need to review it.
That. No, I think I got to see that one in person myself. So I could see that. Yeah, those. Yeah, you guys did. You guys were a great a team, and JK Pop is a pretty good team as well. So keeping it on the level. So, yeah.
Don't excuse me, sir. Don't disrespect JK Pop out there. They are one of the top tag teams. Give them the credit. Give
Yeah.
them their credit. And I don't think a lot of organizations give them the credit they deserve. They are one of the top tag team, and then also on the money side, they are one of the top merchandise sellers too.
That's true.
So, give them the credit, and make sure that I get my 10% JK Pop.
Yeah, you want to get that little help of their prolific merch sales. Yeah, I can see that.
The 10%. But
Cool.
yeah, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah,
Okay,
go ahead.
awesome. All right. Okay, but what about the future? You have any eyes on anybody that you'd like to get into the ring with? And these can be anybody, anyhow, anytime.
Ooh. Ooh, I have a hit list. I do have a. Well, I won't be that. I won't be negative. It's not. Let me say, I have a goals list,
Okay.
and of course, I would love to face the Marlon Bishop. I need to get a little too big for his britches. I think I need to bring him back down to reality. But yeah, I think Marlon's one of my top picks. And then in California, I plan on heading out to California in the coming months, because there's a few of my mentors I got to train with over the years. One by the name of Ryan Kidd that I really want to face. Anthony Yalo is another good one, and one by another young brother in the game who also wrestles for the culture, Judiz. I might give him a look out. Some and there's a at the title out there at SoCal Pro. And as far as Colorado goes, there's a plethora of opponents. I just want to face off with. I see that big burly, handsome, tender, big guns is back in town. And I would love to do a game that just tussle around with big guns.
Well, that would be cool. Yeah, since like you said, he just returned from his serving our country. So that's a shout out
Yeah,
to Big
I would
Guns
also
for
like to
doing
have a
that.
match with him too.
Yeah.
All
All right. Well, what about the current status of you? What do you got coming up in the near future?
the near future, ooh, in the very near future, you could see me this Sunday. I face off against Chongo, my mentor, is one of my favorite rivals, in a triple threat match against the Dread Pirate himself, Captain Stevens. Thank you, niece. And we're gonna do a bit this weekend, and I'm gonna put two souls to rest. And oh, I can, and that reminds me, also at Primo's this Sunday, another one of my favorite mentors, and another rival I hope to face very soon, Huddy Howlett is back in town, and y'all know who he with, right? Y'all know who he with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Callis, only cool kids are back in town and it's going to be cock for everybody. I'm telling you, a lot of cock going around. I can't wait. Sunday at the Rock Room. This Sunday at the Rock Room, bro. Get your tickets.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, so yeah, get your tickets for the Watering Bowl, for Primo's Premier Pro Wrestling.
Cock is back in town, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, awesome. All right. Well, I do want to thank you coming on to the podcast, but before I do let you go, people wanted to follow up with you on the social medias. Where could they do that?
Now, William ain't really familiar with all the newfangled technologies and that, but my cousin Joe Body set up some social media accounts for me.
Okay.
On Facebook, I believe you can look me up at William Jackson Robinson on Facebook, like my page now, baby. And you can like his page, the awesome one, Joe Barney, as well, on Facebook. And what's the other one with all the pictures?
Instagram?
Instagram, Joe Barney Wrestling at Instagram. Check that out. And what is it called? Twitter. Yeah, you can find me. I am awesome. 513 at I am awesome. 513 on Twitter. William Jackson Robinson, my brothers and sisters, bring equality to pro wrestling. True equality to pro wrestling. Meaning that I don't care who you is, what gender you claim, that when you step into that ring, well, William Jackson Robinson, my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to sleep. Everybody go night night. Everybody go night night.
All I have to say to that is amen. I believe that. All right, awesome. Okay, well, once again, William Jackson Robinson, I appreciate you.
Right.
Appreciate you coming on to the show, and everybody check him out. And I will hope to see you in the future as well.
Thank you, sir. And I have to say, you really earned your spot at the cookout, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But be careful. Be careful. Do not get your invitation rescinded now. Be careful.
Okay. All right. Once again, thank you. I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thank you. And God bless.
Once again, a big thank you to William Jackson Robinson for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and letting all the listeners get to know just a little bit more about him. Of course, like he said, you can catch him this Sunday at Primo's Premier Pro Wrestling as they present the Cali's Only Cool Kids reunion at the Watering Bowl in Denver at 5411 Leedsdale Drive. I want to get tickets to that. Head over to either the website for Primo's Premier Pro Wrestling or over to their Facebook page. Weekend review this week, just because way the schedule kind of happened and all that kind of stuff like that. And as of course, Rocky Mountain Pro is doing a little bit of recharging for 2020 and all that stuff like that. But let's go ahead and give a quick shout out to all our friends in the Salt Lake City, Utah area. Reminder, if you guys are in the area, to head over to their first year show. It's going to be exciting meet and greet there with Vince Russo. That should be all fun. So wish you guys luck. Hope you guys have a great show and continue success for the future as well. Then also this Saturday, of course, we have New Era's 100th consecutive monthly show. Fantastic card coming up. I, of course, am personally most excited for everybody, but the one that's on the top of my list is Jason versus Bronx, New Era legend Bronx, I should say, because I have yet to see him wrestle, and it was a great interview that I got to do with Bronx a while ago. So if you guys want to hear that, just head over to the back catalog of the podcast and you can do that. And speaking of which, if you want to do that, all the episodes should be in any of your favorite podcast catcher applications, your iTunes, your Spotify, your Podbeam, your CastBox, you know, any of those kinds of ones that you use. If they are not, hey, send me a message. Then, of course, on Sunday, Primo's Premier Pro Wrestling presents Cali's Only Cool Kids reunion there. Once again, Watering Bowl, 5411 Leedsdale Drive in Denver. Let's go ahead and once again thank the Trending Topics Network for hosting this show. And if you like this show, subscribe to the Trending Topics feed, and you'll catch this show as well as other great shows such as All Beer Inside, Old School at the Movies, the Eurovision Showcase, and Wrestling Cheers. Want to get in contact with the show? The website is WrestlingWithAltitude.com. We have a Facebook page. Twitter is WrestleAltitude. And email of podcast at WrestlingWithAltitude.com. Thank you all for listening and having fun wrestling with Altitude.